Much of Senator Murkowski's speech on Saturday was focused on the subsistence lifestyle and priorities of Alaska's Native people. However, the senator admits there's a disconnect between those priorities and the lawmakers who make up those policies in Washington, D.C.
Federal and state subsistence policies should regard fish camp as the foundation which sustains Native culture in all of its dimensions. Because make no mistake about it, subsistence is not just food security, it is cultural security. Instead, the subsistence regulator often regards fish camp and as just one of the many competing users of an often scarce renewable resource, no more important than other users, and all too often even less important. And that, really in a nutshell, explains why the subsistence law is broken here.
As most people know, the federal government and the state of Alaska have two different subsistence management systems, and often those two systems are in conflict. Federal subsistence policy is set by the Federal Subsistence Board, and Senator Murkowski had some harsh words for the rural determination process the Subsistence Board is currently working under.
Quite simply, the standards of the Federal Subsistence Board, these standards that it uses to decide whether a community is rural, are ridiculous. In Alaska, rural is not determined by population. It is determined by the character of life in a place. And the character of life in a traditional community does not change based upon whether or not that community gains or loses a few hundred people. So today, I call upon the Federal Subsistence Board to change its ways, change its approach, and I'm going to work with my colleagues in the delegation to achieve what I think is a very necessary change.
The Federal Subsistence Board is currently accepting public comments about its rural determination process, with a goal of reviewing all of the comments during a meeting that will be held in April of next year in Anchorage. As part of the public comment process, the Federal Subsistence Board is scheduled to hold a public hearing Tuesday night from 7 until 9 at the Dillingham City Hall. A similar public hearing will be held November the 5th in Anchorage on the campus of the Alaska Pacific University. During Saturday's speech, Senator Lisa Murkowski also took issue with the composition of the Federal Subsistence Board.
Since the very inception of the Federal Subsistence Board, the voice of subsistence users has been diluted by the sheer number of the federal bureaucrats that seem to own their seats on the board. At one time, it was one subsistence user to every five bureaucrats. Now, it's five bureaucrats and three subsistence users. So we're improving, but it's not a solution here. We can and we will do better. If you want to change the culture of the Federal Subsistence Board, you need to change the faces. Not just for the sake of changing the faces, but because increasing diversity on the Federal Subsistence Board will change that conversation. That's important.
The Federal Subsistence Board includes the regional directors of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the U.S. Forest Service. The board also includes three members of the public. Currently, those subsistence users on the board come from Unalakleet, Heidelberg, and Barrow. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.